Right now, we are going to the phones where we are joined by Caitlin Ballinger from Feed Toledo here to talk about their mobile food pantries. Caitlin, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you with us. And first of all, tell us about Food for Thought and Feed Toledo.
Absolutely. So Food for Thought is an organization committed to feeding Toledo what we like to consider a thoughtful way. And so we do that through a mobile food pantry program. We have 9 locations serving different neighborhoods, making sure that we're getting people fresh produce and healthy food in addition to shelf-stable pantry items. All of that food goes out for free. And then for the last 13 years, we've done a lunch distribution in downtown Toledo and making conversation with our downtown neighbors.
Very cool. And I can imagine with the current crisis going on, the number of people out of work, you've probably seen your demand go up quite a bit.
Absolutely. Just in March, we saw about 1,300 people, and 35% of those were new individuals who had never shopped with us before, maybe had never had a need for a food pantry before. So we just want people to know that during these hard times, we're still out here, and we're out here just trying to feed the community.
And the great part, you guys are a mobile food pantry, so you got lots of different locations that you distribute from, including our next-door neighbors, Nova Faith, right next door to the ESFM studios. So tell us about some of the places. What day, obviously, you maybe can't hit all of them, but what days of the week do you go out? What areas of the city are covered? What neighborhoods are you in?
Yeah, for sure. We've been partners with your neighbors for a while. They're on Glendale. And most of our pantries fall on Tuesday, Thursday, and then we have 2 on Fridays. And they're at a variety of times, but several are in the afternoon or evening from 4 to 6 to make sure people can hit them after kind of your traditional work day if you're working 9 to 5. And we have 2 to 3 pantries each week of the month. So those 9 are spread out throughout the course of the month to make people can shop with us more often if they find that they need more food as the month goes on. And if people want to learn more about those pantries, they can see us at feedtoledo.org. We've got a whole calendar up on there and a map. I'm pretty sure everyone will be able to find something close to them. We serve as far north as Ottawa Lake, Michigan. Most of our pantries are in Lucas County, right here in Toledo. And then we do have one as far south as Bowling Green, Ohio. So we're committed to feeding the greater Toledo region.
Yeah, you're covering a lot of area. You're out in Oregon as well, and so you're covering quite a bit, Holland. So going east, west, north, south. And what do people have to do? Is there any particular qualifications for folks to get food?
So right now, we've raised the eligibility. So we're asking people to be within 230% of the federal poverty line. And it's a really simple process right now. If you have a photo ID, so whether that's a driver's license or just a state ID, you can do a drive-through pantry. So we're trying to do no contact during COVID-19. So we'll just register you through the window. You self-identify as needing food and being within that 230%. And so we have stats about how much your household can make based on how many people are in it. And then you pop your trunk and we get you food.
Very cool. And if folks want to find out, once again, give folks the website if they want to find out where those locations are and what days, because some of them are like a first Tuesday, second Tuesday, third Thursday and that kind of thing. So if folks want to find out when and where you'll be at different places, where can they go?
FeedToledo.org.
And if they don't have access to internet, is there a phone number or something they can call to check out as well?
Absolutely. So they can call 419-912-0022, and that'll get them connected with our office line. So our staff aren't in our office right now, but we are diligently checking messages.
Excellent. Hey, Caitlin, thank you so much for all the good work you guys are doing and helping out our community during this time.
Absolutely. Thank you for helping us spread the word.